Let's speak to Paul DeLeo, who's director of the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. Paul, good morning. I know you worked for more than 30 years in the oil and gas industry at companies including Shell and BP. So just give us your assessment of these profits.
Yeah, good morning. Absolutely, of course, eye-watering numbers. So you can see them, $32.2 billion worth of profits on massive sales. So this is probably Shell's highest profits over the last 115 years. So massive number, but also one of the highest profits ever recorded for a UK-based company. So massive numbers. But it is worth noting, these are global profits. So Shell operates in over 70 different countries. And the UK is only a relatively modest part of the Shell portfolio. Only 5% of Shell's global production comes from the UK. So we need to be very careful that we don't mix up global profits and what is happening here in the UK.
Absolutely. But is there a way in which we can frame this? Because I think a lot of people listening will feel deeply uncomfortable. We've just had that discussion there about the most vulnerable people in society here in the UK having debt collectors break into their homes, forcing them to take prepayment meters because they cannot manage their bills. They're in debt anyway. So that's one picture of what's going on in the world. And then Shell reporting these vast, vast numbers that just makes no sense to most people.
Yeah, no,
so,
absolutely.
So I know that, you know, huge global profits doesn't equal lower gas bills for the rest of us. But is there any way that we will benefit from this?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's actually, of course, we're in a cost of living crisis. And of course, the stories around what's happening under prepayment meters is a really tough one. It is absolutely clear that companies who make windfall profits should pay windfall taxes. And there's no argument around it. And of course, Shell will need to play their part to do so. They already actually announced they're going to spend over $2 billion on windfall taxes in the UK and the EU on the back of this result. So it is happening. But of course, we can't just, again, they get taxed all around the world on the profits they make. So we just need to be a bit mindful around, they need to do their part in the UK, and the UK government sets a tax regime. Of course, they need to do more, but they also need to use some of the money to invest in the renewable story. We have to get to net zero. They're going to have to be one of the key investors to build the wind farms, to build the new energy system we need for the future to make sure we have a sustainable planet.
So windfall, this may come back to us. What about pensions and investments as well? And clearly that's not going to benefit everyone, but there will be some benefit to some people, won't there?
Yeah. And again, when you look at the results, of course, there's some dividends going to be out there. There's going to be some share buybacks. I think there is going to be a very delicate balance here. I mean, I would personally have liked to see more money going into the renewables industry rather than doing the buybacks to actually use the money to actually build a greener energy system. But again, this is a choice the company needs to make, how to kind of keep a shareholders on board and balance the monies around. But it's in a very difficult position because they realize they have a massive responsibility to build a new energy system and help people who are really struggling at the moment.
Thank you very much, Paul DeLeo, who is now at the Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. Previously, worked at Shell and BP and other big oil companies for over three decades.